So I'm here with Eduard Stiprijs. You've been sort of chairing the conference today. What's your impression? What are you going to take away from today's media conference?
I would say, first of all, this is great satisfaction that somehow we managed to identify a considerable, I wouldn't say problem, issue, which until now wasn't really discussed within the framework of the Eastern Partnership. Probably we were in a way helped, in a tragic way we were helped by events in Ukraine, and I wouldn't say subsequently, but this kind of the propaganda campaign unleashed simultaneously with the start of events in Ukraine back already in November 2013. Moreover, I'm quite satisfied that we managed to take on board, I would say, major players in this area, the European Commission, the External Action Service on the European side, that we achieved quite a good attendance from our partners, and you can see that media outlets represented here were not only a kind of the usual suspects from the opposition. We had also representatives of the state-funded media, in some cases state-controlled. So this kind of the exchange of views, and not only one which took place in the meeting room, in the conference hall, but also outside, in the lobby, I mean, people mingling together, having chat. I think it is enriching all of us.
And there were quite a few interesting suggestions as to things to do in the future. One that caught my eye was this idea of developing a network of, well, EU understanding journalists sort of in the Eastern Partnership. But how do you think that might shake out? I mean, how formal is that likely to be?
I would say, for the moment, this is a rough idea. I wouldn't go into very much detail, but and for the moment, I can formulate only my own personal opinion that it should be the least formal way of networking. It could be something, I don't know, web page based, Facebook based, what sort of kind of the social media. Allowing for those people who register there, people from that pool of, let's call it the EU-trained or EU-induced journalists, to exchange their experiences, again, to exchange probably some interesting materials. Because exchange of content is sometimes a very low-cost solution to many problems. As for each and every, and especially for small media outlets, it's extremely expensive to acquire their own media content or to produce it. So, possibility to exchange it, especially with those media outlets in other countries who are not directly competing with you, this is something that may and should help out those smaller media outlets.
And finally, at the end, Commissioner Hahn mentioned that the EU has been spending, I think it was 70 million euros recently in the Eastern Partnership countries, and that it intends to do at least the same again over the next couple of years. But the big question is that enough?
It's never enough. You know, with money, it's never enough.